Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Kenny Kuhn. Batting second. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Altobelli. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Roger Maris. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Harrell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bud Daly. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ted Beard. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sammy Esposito. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lattman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Barry Lattman. And now, play ball. Kenny Kuhn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuhn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Lattman covering, for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lattman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to second. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Williams trying to get to home. Landis throws the ball into Batty who tags Williams who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard strikes out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty takes first base on ball four. Minoso moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to second. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell strikes out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Brown reaches second base with a double. Colavito scores. Maris goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Indians. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kenny Kuhn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuhn is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuhn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito strikes out. There goes Landis. The throw from Brown to second, and Landis is out. Two outs. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Altobelli hits a fly ball into right field. Beard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard is 0-for-1 in the game. Beard takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuhn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Maris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Beard who is chasing the ball. Maris reaches third base with a triple. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Maris scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrell strikes out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Kuhn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuhn is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuhn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams bunts towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to first for the out. Kuhn moves to second. One out. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Altobelli hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Beard. Altobelli reaches second base with a double. Kuhn scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Altobelli moves to third. Woodling moves to second. Jim Darrington now pitching. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Maris strikes out. Two outs. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrell hits a fly ball into right field. Beard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 1 in the game. Esposito takes first base on ball 4. Jim Darrington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darrington bunts towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. Esposito moves to second. One out. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Beard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Altobelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Harrell. Esposito scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 2 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kenny Coon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coon takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coon moves to second. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Altobelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Harrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. Batty moves to second. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Batty moves to third. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Esposito hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Batty scores. Landis moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Walt Dropo pinch hits for Jim Darrington. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim McDonald now pitching. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Maris. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Maris steals second. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrell takes first base on ball 4. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Beard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Colavito throws the ball into Harrell, who tags Beard trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Altobelli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Brown and he is out, Kuhn applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Hatfield now playing third base. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-3 in the game. Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kenny Kuhn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Batty for a passed ball. Daly moves to second. Kenny Kuhn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuhn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kuhn strikes out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Beard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Altobelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daly scores. Altobelli moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Indians. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Woodling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is hit by the pitch. Batty moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Esposito takes first base on ball 4. Batty moves to third. Hatfield moves to second. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Jim McDonald. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dixie Howell now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-4 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.